This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Good morning, everyone. Happy hump day.
Yay.
It's
hump day.
Hump day. It's that Rachel Black's birthday today. She's 20.
Is she 20?
Isn't that funny?
When did we hear about her? When she was 16?
Has to have been
like
longer
13.
Than that, you guys.
Actually, yeah. I think she was just a little girl. Maybe 15, I don't know, but I thought she was a little...
little thing.
I'm pretty sure we've been hearing that it's Friday for a lot longer than...
It has been a while, for sure.
Ay, ay, ay.
Well,
a
now...
song, man.
Our girl's a woman. Now, well, almost, you know.
So...
21 is the...
Give us a fish update.
Oh, they're great.
They lived.
They all lived through the night. It's so... I promised myself I wouldn't bring up the goddamn fish again today.
Why?
Because it has to be driving people crazy.
Well,
I mean, this project's been going on forever, and it's just...
Well, the project may have, but the fish are new, and the idea that... People have confirmed what I've explained to you, as I only know it because my mom had fish that fed the birds and raccoons in the neighborhood.
Yep.
People have texted in and said, yep, we've been feeding the raccoons for a while.
Yeah, well, so far we've got seven fish. I counted seven yesterday. Yep.
All right.
That's how many.
I was trying to tell John about it this morning. We were talking about you and your husband this morning, and he...
What were you talking about us for?
At 3 in the morning you were?
Yeah.
All right.
What were you doing, making fun of us?
Probably. No, I'm kidding.
No, you're
not.
I think he goes, no. I think he goes, he said, I think I want to buy the new, whatever, a new laptop. Apple.
I just had to do that.
Blah, 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 whatever. And he was saying, oh, should we get a refurbished one? Should we get a brand new one? Should we go to Fry's or Apple, whatever? And he goes, I bet Sarah and John have one. I go, yeah, I don't know what they have. I don't really think they care too much about computers. They care more about, like, their backyard.
Right,
so we started talking about your backyard. And then I was trying to describe the fishbowl to him.
Oh, I know. It is hard to...
He's like, oh, does she have pictures? And I'm like, there's an Instagram. He goes, all right, show me when you get home.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll show you. Because it's hard to describe.
I
had to actually see it.
I know. And as soon as I saw it on Pinterest... I don't know, a year ago when I decided I just had to have a...
You've been thinking about it ever
since. Right, I've been thinking about it, so... I know. I'm ridiculous. Anyway, it's really just like when you used to play in the bathtub and you had a cup, and you filled a cup with water up underneath the water line, and then you turn it over, and for some reason, physics, whatever, if you pull the cup up, the water stays in it. Upside down, the water stays in it, unless the bottom of the cup or the... rim of the cup breaks the water. So it's the same thing, but think of that on a huge, it's like a 18-inch globe. It's huge.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, the rim of it is below the water and the fish swim up into it.
Do the kids like it?
Oh my God, the kids love it.
Oh, good.
We all sit out there. We don't have anything to sit on.
Well, you've
on
had it
there.
For a day, so yeah. So far you
so
all
far.
Sit out there.
We talk about the fish. We've named
all
the
fish. What are their names?
You don't need to know that.
We do need to know.
But we don't have any place to sit out there.
That way when one gets eaten, we'll know. Oh,
we'll know.
Little Joey's gone or whatever. What'd you name him?
Well, thing one, two, and three.
Oh, that's weak.
Because, we weren't going to name them, but one of them... is named Pickles.
Oh.
One of them is named Candy Corn. One of them is named...
That's cute, Candy Corn. I can see that.
I think one of them is like Creamsicle or something. I don't know. And then Pepper.
Oh.
So Pickles, Pepper, thing one, two, three. I think that's all of them, Candy Corn and Creamsicle. We're not going to be, they're not like good pets. Like they don't come to you. They don't care about you. But they're pretty, and they're super fun to watch, and it's just neat. And with all the plants that are in there now, it's, like, really neat to watch them, like, swimming through.
Hmm.
One thing I got is these lily pads. And so when I was talking to the lady at the Pond and Garden place in Cotati, it's called Pond and Garden.
Who knew?
Shame.
Yeah.
I know.
I'm thinking place there's actually freaking, a place.
Yeah, it's called Pond and Garden.
Okay.
And there's a bunch of places. You know, I typed it in, like, where is the nearest pond supply store? So she was great, and she helped me, you know, pick out which fish are right and, you know, helped me get the right...
Were they in a big tank?
They're not... Well, yeah, they have some pretty big kind of fish-holding areas. And we talked for a long time about koi. She goes, you can get koi. It's fine. She goes, but if they live 70 years, like, they will be too big for your thing. I'm like, well, I'm probably going to be gone in 7 years, so I don't know how much I care. But, you know, if somebody, I don't want to screw over
some fish.
You don't
want to do that.
I don't want to. I get the smaller fish.
My brother got a turtle, and they live forever.
Right.
It finally ran away, so I don't think he deals with it anymore. But it ran away all the time, and they'd have to search the neighborhood and finally get it back, and then they'd have it for a while, and it would run away again.
The very last time they stopped looking.
Well,
they didn't look as hard.
I don't know how long he had it. 15 plus.
Oh, wow.
He had it forever, and it was going to live even longer.
Right.
It was way
going to outlive him. Like, don't those things, if they're properly cared for, live 150 years or something?
Like the koi, they live forever.
Right. So I don't want to, you know, saddle someone else with this responsibility and, you know, whatever. Who cares? So the lady goes, I was like, I really want lily pads. Because, you know, what's prettier than lily pads with the, you know, that lotus flower that comes out on top of them? They're just super gorgeous. And, oh, and when you go there, they're gorgeous. They're gorgeous, Vinny. Lily pads on your pond, it's a must have.
Why not?
So when you were
more
on
decoration.
Pinterest, you were like, oh, lily pads. Let me hold that, mark that. What do you, like, mark it or
you just save
pin
the thing,
it?
You pin it to your interest board.
Got it. Keep going.
So
gorgeous.
They're gorgeous. And at this pond and garden place, they have 1,000 lilies and they're all just in buckets, you know. So you go through and she'll tell you what color the thing is going to bloom to be. And so
they have upper crust types, top shelf lily pads.
They do. They have huge lily pads, the ones that have the edge on them. She goes, if you get these, you can put frogs, and the frogs can actually sit on top of the...
Oh.
I'm like, oh, more choice morsels for, you know, the heron that's going to come and eat my fish. But I just like the little lily. I have a small pond. It's like 5 feet by 5 feet.
I have a small pond.
You know.
Said no one ever.
Hello, welcome to my world.
I don't want to point out the obvious, but...
What's the obvious?
Yeah, Hooman, you're wearing suit pants today.
I am.
Why?
Another meeting?
Well, are they the same ones from yesterday?
I feel like we should stick it to the lily pads for a second.
Suit pants!
Did you go home?
Yesterday?
Yeah.
No, I went straight to the things I had to do.
No, but we mean
overnight.
After the things you had to do.
Oh, yeah, I changed.
No, you're ready for a new day of meetings, right?
You got a new day of meetings? He's got a white V-neck t-shirt on, but...
Well, that's
but
just for the show, but he's got suit pants on, and somewhere is hiding a jacket with a brooch.
Mm-hmm. No brooch today.
Did you take the brooch off?
No, the brooch is still on the jacket. I have an event to go to tonight, and I don't have time to change to go home, so I just...
You live a couple minutes away.
I know.
I just have...
You're busy. You're a busy dude.
Gonna get a haircut and stuff.
Oh, that'll take all day.
It's time.
Anyway, if you have lily pads, you must get frogs. Are you gonna get frogs?
No.
Why not?
Why do I have to get frogs?
Because you have... What are the lily pads for?
There's no place for the frogs to rest. Like...
On the pads. They can hop from pad to pad.
I got the little... Oh, cute. I got the little... I got the little lily pads. They're tiny. Or not tiny, but I don't know. What is that? 5 inches around. But anyway, so you have to put those at the bottom of the pond. Like she goes, you know, they're in a bucket that's this high. So there's pads all over the top of the bucket. And then, but my pond is 3.5 feet deep. So she goes, just, you know, aim it where you want it to go and drop it into the pond. And I go, but won't it, like, you know, they're way underwater. So the first day, which was 2 days ago, I put them in there and they're sort of like, oh, way down the bottom. And yesterday, by the end of the day, they're like 4 inches from the top of the water.
Like
I swear to
up.
God, they've grown a foot and a half since. So they
wait
should...
a minute. Lily pads are rooted?
They're in a, everything's in a pot. There are floating plants that you can buy, but lily pads are in a pot. They need the ground, apparently.
We're talking about the ones that float.
The ones that float, right. They have a stem that goes all the way down to the ground.
They do.
They do.
Huh?
Yeah, I know. Isn't that crazy?
Mm.
I thought they were just like floating sort of magic carpets.
Yeah, me too.
No, they have a stem. Each one has a stem that goes all the way down to the root ball in the pot.
Well.
I know. Isn't it crazy?
Me and America are amazed.
Really?
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Did
how
you?
Would we know that?
Texters, did you know that?
Did you know that?
I feel like I knew that. They don't float around free form. They're anchored to...
I thought they were like icebergs floating around. Like mm-hmm. one breaks off and just mm-hmm. floats. And...
Oh. No, apparently not. I mean, I don't know if they'll break off. And...
Is that why frogs like them? So they could just
hang out?
Instead of like floating away somewhere?
I don't know.
They provide an important like. Hiding place for frogs that are susceptible to underwater predators, such as fish and water snakes.
Oh, so they hop up on top,
yeah.
and then they're protected,
mm-hmm.
and then they're exposed to the
birds.
Airborne predators that'll get them. So anyway, I'm
415 says, I'm amazed, too.
Oh.
This is a cute text. Hey, guys, this is 707. Good morning. Just getting ready for work, listening to you guys. My 3-year-old wakes up, comes out of her room, says, good morning, Mom. Good morning, Sarah and Vinny. I'm dying. Have a good hump
that's
day.
That's so cute.
Hope you get laid.
Good morning, little person. Good morning, next generation of Alice listeners.
My kid went to the Jelly Belly factory.
Oh, that's
yesterday.
Right. That,
I saw
think.
Those pictures.
Let me find the name of the woman we have to thank.
They didn't even meet up with her.
Oh, they didn't?
No.
Oh.
They just walked right in?
There was no line.
There was no line. We got them a front of line passes.
She said she went up to the front just to say, hey, I just wanted to check mm-hmm. in. And they go, who? And she goes, bye.
Yeah.
And just got in line. Mm. No worries. I mean, it was fine. It was all good. No line, no issue. Super cool. They do face painting there?
Oh, I didn't know that.
I guess they've updated the tour.
Do they draw Jelly Bellies?
No, but they...
They'll paint your face.
Let me see. I'll try to... Maybe I'll post it. That she had this face paint done and loved it, and I was joking because it starts at her eyes and just does her whole forehead. And I was like, that is not how you do eyeshadow, you know? Yikes!
Oh my gosh, you have to post it.
I liked that there was some pictures. The ones I saw were on Christina's
Instagram. Yeah, I just saw one. Mm-hmm.
And it was, there's several there. You got to flip through.
Oh, okay.
I've been noticing that lately. Like, I put up, you know, select multiple things. I'm like, okay. And now I've been noticing that people have multiple dots underneath their photos so you can actually scroll through pictures. It's really cool. Because she said, and I wouldn't have even noticed it, but she said something like photo credit to Isla.
Yeah.
And I went, but Isla's in this. But I go, oh, look, there's more
pictures. Oh, because there's more. Oh, okay. So that's the Jelly Belly
yes.
post, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So that paint. So she sent me
I
a picture
didn't see the paint,
later in the day as she'd gone out to play. There's so many kids in her neighborhood, and she goes out
that's
and plays.
So great.
And in the heat and the dirt, that paint had been running down her face and worn off. And
oh, God. So she was a mess.
So she did a before and after picture, and it's fun. It's like, wow, that's being a kid right there. That's what it's all about. Go out, get dirty, messy. She had to carry her up the stairs to put her in the bath last night because she didn't want her to touch anything. With her feet, the carpet, the walls... That's the way to be a kid. That's kidding in the summer, right?
Yeah, she didn't put any. You got to put up a picture of her with the face paint because there's none. It's just her. It's all her looking down at the factory. The factory is so cool, though. So she loved it.
Yeah, absolutely.
How long did it take them to get there and back?
Forever.
Yeah, it's forever away from my house, and I feel like I'm way closer to it than you. It's like out to Fairfield.
Way
closer. It's like an hour and a half from my house. It feels
I think
like.
That it took them 2 hours.
Oh, is that all? That's great. It's actually way less than I would have thought.
Well, there's a certain time you can leave our house to come this way or any way, really, and you're good. If you, any other, like in the early morning, you're bleeped.
Right.
And
in the afternoon,
right
you're
now
bleeped.
In the summer, going home is
oh, it's... You know, I was wondering about that because so many times over the years we've gone down, like we used to spend a few days at Capitola every year, and man, Route 1 was just, and 17, like everything going into Santa Cruz, like when we would always be going there on a Friday, and it was just, like you had to allot an extra hour and a half, like it was going to take you 4 hours to get there. There was no way around that. And I just wonder, like, oh my God, are you dealing with that on a daily basis?
Well, no, because I'm very careful about where I put myself, and I try to avoid all that type. But everyone who lives over there has to deal with that, and a lot of people get super cranky.
Do you know, like, all the secret back, you know, shortcuts
sure
and back roads? And...
But it still, it makes people super cranky.
Well, it's, you know... Traffic's a pain in the ass, and when it's
boardwalk brings the people
right and supports a lot of the community,
right?
So it's not like, you know, you wouldn't want that to go away.
Well, I don't know if we would or wouldn't.
Let's put it to a vote.
I don't know.
Out of one.
I'm sure there's plenty of people who might say sure.
Yeah, get rid of that.
But it's not going anywhere. It's a big draw. The people love it. And where would the old rock bands play, Sarah?
It's true. Yeah. Where could I see any money every summer? You know. Every year, you got to look at the list of all the old aging rock stars that are playing there.
It's the same
there.
Ones. It just moved around.
It's so funny.
But it's great.
Vinny goes, it was, I don't know, 2 weeks ago or something. He goes, oh, look, Eddie Money's playing. I'm like, oh, Eddie Money? I saw him a couple years ago at the boardwalk.
Yeah.
I randomly stumble into Eddie Money. Hey.
Well, and the ad read the whole list. And
right.
It's
all your favorite aging rock stars.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, good time. Oh, look at the time already. Holy Ooh. Cow.
Showtime, everyone.
It is showtime. KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Speaking of the beach, Malibu.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.